This man aspired to be a top fuel race car driver, and expressed no desire to pursue a career in music. However, it was a car that eventually catapulted him in the direction, when one night, he was struck by a hit-and-run driver, and wound up in the hospital. A friend handed him an acoustic guitar, and it was off to the races musically. He started a band named Mickey Rat, which became Rat, who became legends of the hard rock scene. Their drama is legendary, and captured for posterity in his new book, Sex, Drugs, Rat and Roll, My Life in Rock. He's also reignited his love of racing, and has been spotted at drag strips across America. Tonight, he's back for more with Rat, and will be signing his book, at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe. Please welcome to the Twin Peaks Restaurant Studios, Stephen Piercy.
There you go, huh? It's almost like we're a professional broadcast outlet here.
Computer voice. Well, I love it.
I don't have that kind of a budget. You know what I'm saying? Stephen Piercy from Rat. Welcome to the KDKB studios. How are you, brother?
Pleasure.
Welcome back to the Valley of the Sun.
Pleasure. I love it.
Your timing couldn't be better. This is the two-week window with which we have the best weather you can possibly ask for.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's nice.
How long
have
you been
in town? Got in last night or yesterday sometime and just tried to sleep. I got in from New York. Had a great stint out there. With some boys, Eddie Trunk and everybody, Simon Schuster.
Oh, hold on a second. We got to give you a name drop there for Eddie Trunk.
Ah,
there you go.
Name drop. Uh-oh, you do those? All right.
No,
well,
Eddie does those. That's why I give him the name drop.
You know, and my buddy out here, Rusty Workman, actually, has a good player out here that I know. So it's good. I like it.
All right, let's talk about the book. It was about time somebody in Rat, other than Bobby, was allowed to put it in print.
Well, you know, I instigated wanting to do a book for 5-6 years and actually wanted to title it Rat Tales. And then, you know, he did his thing and called it Tales of a Rat. And I went, waited a bit. We had some closure with the group and we're all copacetic. And I just figured about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, it's time. And during that time, I read the Tyler book, Keith Richards book, and I went, I'm going to fit right somewhere in between there.
And you wrote it in really big print, too, so people that might have some vision problems with it. Did you get paid by the word or something? Because they're huge.
No.
That typeset is huge.
No, I don't know what that's all about, but it would take 10 books to tell the real story, so I just kind of dwelled into my upbringing and what created my disaster and what created this monster Rat. You know,
do you guys hate each other?
No, we love each other, actually.
Because it's amazing. Like, there are very, I mean, you know, you go down the list of some of the bands that have come off the strip, and obviously, yeah, drama is present in just about every one of them. You guys more so than others, though. I mean, there have been times when you guys have really, really, you know, spewed some hatred in the press.
Well, I tried not to, and I learned to not do that. But even though it was happening, you know, look, I got to tell you, I have this thought that, you know you've, unfortunately, you know, you've really made it when you have some terrible thing happen to your, you know, your band in this business, because it's a dangerous occupation. It is dangerous, colorful, and exciting. I've said that since day one. And it did. We lost our brother, you know, my partner in crime, Robin. And so you think about any other band, and through success and excess, here we are, you know.
And the circle is sort of complete because while all those bands, and I say this every time I've got somebody in, because I was one of those guys that was in a band while you guys were, you know, headlining arenas everywhere. Mm-hmm. I was one of those guys that would get in front of, you know, Saturday night in front of MTV and go, well, if they can do it, we can do it. And it turns out it takes a little bit more than if they can do it, we can do it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like when I saw Van Halen for the first time, it's like going, this is where it's at. This is how it should be done. And this was in the clubs at, you know, the Whiskey. But, you know, hey, look, the bottom line is we're still doing it. We're doing great shows. We're about to do another record. Hopefully it won't take 10 years. I'd like to get started on it at the end of summer. And it's all good. No complaints. We're wiser, you know, a bit older. Still have the fire. A little bit more sober, and it's cool.
Is it interesting to see you guys get some credit now, all these years later? Like, with age comes wisdom. People are looking back,
you know,
and you were dismissed.
Really cared what people thought, even then. I just, Robin and I, in the beginning, you know, and I'm going to revert to him because, you know, my band imploded you know, and his band he brought up to LA imploded, and we were just together. And we found ourselves trolling around the Sunset Strip with Motley Crue as they were making it and breaking it. So it was cool. So he was, you know, we said when we would do this, we're going to do it all the way.
And we did. Yeah, and you did. Where's the next level coming from? Because you guys, now that you're sort of the elder statesman now, you can look back and see what's going on for younger band. What's the next thing? Do you see people picking up guitars again and getting away from auto-tune? Or?
For the group, well, you know, I personally still like to record analog, 2-inch tape, you know, as much as I can. I mean, you know, but the spectrum is open nowadays with the medium for a band to make it. Just through having YouTube and millions of hits, I mean, it's a whole different ball game. Back then, we used to have to work for it. You'd have to go on the road, do 15, 16 shows in a row, which I could do, because I never claimed to be this like perfect singer guy, so I can get away with it.
Right.
I'm old school. I'm Led Zeppelin, early Aerosmith, you know, Blue Oyster Cult world. So, you know, it's a whole different planet now. But we you know, what we did will never be done again. Those bands, the bands that started when we did, the Motleys, the Rat, the Wasp, Quiet Riots, that's a time that is just stuck. It's in its own place, you know?
Do you think they said that back in the 60s, too, when, you know, when the Sunset Strip, your first wave?
No, they were on too much acid in the 60s.
Can you hang for a couple minutes?
Sure.
All right, excellent. I want to get this on there. This is, speaking of, you talk about old school.
Yeah.
We got this new Sabbath song here. It's called God Is Dead. Uh-huh. One for the kids.
Bring it on.
There you go. It's new Black Sabbath. Stephen Piercy from Rat. We'll talk a little bit more on the Valley's original rock station, 93.3 KDKB. The Valley's original rock station, 93.3 KDKB, Rocks, Arizona. There you go. Brand new Black Sabbath, God Is Dead. One for the kids.
So he says, one for the kids.
One for the kids there. We all gather around the radio. Come on, everybody. It's a fun song from Uncle Ozzy.
Uncle Ozzy. That's what we used to call him back in the day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've seen some pictures, man. Some old pictures Uncle of you. Ozzy. And the guys in Motley and Ozzy in various stages of inebriation.
Yeah, well, there's a little thing in the book that...
By the way, just for the record, just to reset this, we're talking to Stephen Piercy from Rat, lead vocalist extraordinaire. These guys are in town tonight with Dokken over at the Celebrity Theater, and you're going over to Changing Hands Bookstore tonight to sign your new book.
Yeah, I have a sign in there, 6 o'clock. And, but there's a bit in there about hanging out with Oz. Him taking a crap in these shoes at a really nice hotel, how you leave him out to get shined. And it was when he was like literally living out of the buses still with his kids and stuff. And me and Bobby went and hung out with him one abbreviated night. And he did that, and he was so happy about it. And we took pictures, or Bob took pictures. And
are the pictures in the book?
Yeah. Well, no, not of the poop. I think Bob did that, but Bob said that I wasn't there. I was like, let me refresh your memory. See, I was there.
Oh, are you in the pictures with the?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, then he should have had that.
No,
it's all good. What band did you absolutely unequivocally not get along with back in the day? Other than the band that tried to sound exactly like you, even though I love them, Kix.
Kix? Oh, those guys are great.
They're great,
but I think
their producer wanted to create a new Rat.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, that's what happened in the late 80s, and that's what kind of took down the scene, you know, is oversaturation of...
Yeah, it wasn't the grunge bands. It was bad hair bands.
Of course. And I said that yesterday during this interview. They were like, do you blame it on grunge? I go, I blame nothing on anything. But if you're talking about where we came from 1981 to 83, you know, on the scene. We didn't come from 86, 7, 8, 9, you know, so, and where is grunge now? You know, only the strong survive, if they're even doing that. But, you know.
What was who was the band?
I got along with everybody.
Yeah.
You kind of had to teach a lesson that you thought you learned, good or bad, but it was all good. I mean, you know, anybody who opened up for Rat, and to this day, we want to be a good band, you know. It's all about this sometimes, you know.
He's making the cash move, by the way.
But
doesn't work in radio.
But, you know, I liked everybody. I mean, we used to sit and watch Queensryche, you know, all the time. Cheap Trick, you know, and Bon Jovi were great. And, I mean, it is what it was, you know.
Do you think it's tough now for bands that are of different textures? Because the first time I saw Rat in a big arena, you're opening for Billy Squire.
Yeah, and that was pretty interesting because Billy was as cool as he was, you know.
It was like 83, 84? Yeah,
no, I think it was like 84, early
85. It was emotions, emotions, emotions.
Yeah, and he used to take these naps, and he'd make us walk all the way around the arena so he wouldn't disturb him. But we used to just be on 10. We used to just rape that place.
Really? Just to, oh, did you do God. It on purpose we to just, wake him up?
No, we were just ready to rock, you know. We're on the road. We're in our bus, and let's go. Anything went, you know. That's where it all started.
Can something like that happen again where a band like Iraq could go out on the road with a band like Mumford & Sons or something like that and make it work?
Well, you know, it's interesting because back in the day, we'd be playing with bands like Huey Lewis and the News, The Fix, the whoever. I mean, you'd have the weirdest array of bands playing. We'd go on stage and people would be going, what the
yeah, well,
what's going on here, man?
Well, people don't realize Huey Lewis played with Thin Lizzy for a while.
He yeah, you know, they'd tell me not to cuss or they'd, you know, shut us down. And I'd be like, say what? You know, in Berlin, you know, we'd have Terry Nunn hopping backstage going, I love you guys. F you, you know.
You miss it? You miss that? Or do you, would
no,
you?
I lived you, it. It's all good.
And you put it all down in the book. The book is called Sex, yeah. Drugs, Rat and Roll, My Life in Rock. Stephen Piercy in town tonight. Now, you got to bail out and go down to Changing Hands Bookstore, which is in Tempe, yeah. And anybody wants all the details, you can hit up katiekb.com. Mm-hmm. And tonight, with Dokken,
we've got a show tonight, a couple shows going down, and what turned into, like, let's go out and trip out. You know, we got Juan back as of headlining last year at M3, so everything's all good. We thought, oh, let's go out and check out some stuff. Well, now it's like this tour thing, so maybe we'll get to the record, you know, end of summer, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it didn't sound like you were complaining there. There are a lot of bands that came up with you that would wish they were playing tonight at the Celebrity Theater with Dokken.
It's all good. No, we've got some good shows. We've got our first show with Van Halen. Rat has never played with Van Halen.
Nice. Is that like a dream come true for you?
Well, yeah, because there's, you know, I mean, my first inside of Van Halen was a friend of mine kept telling me back in 76, you got to see this band playing Gazzari's Van Halen. They play Zeppelin like Zeppelin. I'm like, really? Until I actually saw him and asked Dave if he wanted to smoke a joint at the Whiskey, and that's how I got to meet Ed, which turned into, you know, a little friendship there.
Nice. Good for you, man. Well, have fun tonight. Thank you for
appreciate
coming
it.
By the way. Appreciate that. And
oh,
thanks
yeah.
for thanks for the book, and we look forward to some new music, man. It's going to be great, especially with Juan back. You know, again,
I'm looking forward to that. That's
chemistry
be good.
Can't be created. It either exists or it doesn't.
You
so,
got it.
You know, if you can't have the, you know, the five original, obviously, for obvious reasons,
yeah.
It doesn't suck to have Carlos around either.
No, Carlos is a good guy, and he's setting in real nicely, and Juan back, and we're going to be playing some songs that we haven't tapped into in a while, so it's going to be interesting.
Excellent. Tonight, Celebrity Theater, Rat and Dokken, and down to Changing Hands Bookstore tonight. Stephen, thanks yeah. for coming by, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, brother.